Item number 10, Org Unit 1900, Milwaukee County Fund for the Arts, page 352.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I'm Mary Cannon. I'm the volunteer chair of the volunteer nine-member committee that oversees the recommendations to the county board regarding about $321,000 in support of about 36 performing arts groups. And with me is Rick Clark, who is the CAMPAC administrator. As you know, the CAMPAC is really an initiative that was started by the county board and has continued to be supported. So we are very grateful to the support of the county board in this effort. And it really makes a difference for the organizations that are supported through this small amount of funds. I believe we may have some representatives of the organizations that are funded. If you could just stand. Thank you. I believe you also have in your packet a report that I prepared regarding the impact of the funding. And it's a teeny tiny amount of money, but it makes a big difference. The $321,000 is probably about a third of a percent of the entire county budget. And yet it helps to stimulate and support the activities of these 35 to 37 performing arts organizations throughout Milwaukee County. So they do a lot of things as a part of the cultural industry. And I think you have in that report, which has been updated to reflect an Americans for the Arts 2012 study, that was a national study but broke out regional areas, including the Milwaukee regional area, which is a seven-county area. And if you look at that, over $299 million in economic impact comes from the various cultural organizations. So it's not just the 36 that are funded, but that's a core group of organizations that are funded, and it creates over 10,000 full-time equivalent jobs. In addition, it really has a larger impact within the metro area in terms of the quality of life and in getting organizations and businesses to stay and reinvest within our community. For example, Northwestern Mutual's major investment in the new building, which is going to ultimately create taxes and other investment, add jobs to the community. Those are types of things where businesses feel confident that there's a high quality of life within this community. I could go on, but you have the summary report, so I'd like to open it to any questions that you might have.
Any questions for Ms. Cannon?
Just a request. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Appreciate you coming today and your work. I just would like to know if you can give me a list of the agencies, the 36 agencies receiving the grant and the work that they do in the community.
Sure, mm-hmm. I'd be happy to. We actually have a list in the budget, but we can give you a little more information. There's of the 36 organizations that are funded.
I didn't see it. I was looking for it, but if you can get it to me, that's cool.
Sure, absolutely.
Right. Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Thank you. Supervisor Bourne.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Can you go into detail about your engagement with organizations in other parts of the city or other parts of the county? I see mentioned work in River West and near Southside, Walker's Point. Can you go into detail in the Third Ward? Can you go into detail about maybe the engagement that you have been doing in other parts of the city and around the county, too?
Sure, Supervisor. I'm happy to do that. There's actually some organizations such as the Symphony, the Milwaukee Rep, are located in the downtown area. You've got the Broadway Theater Group, which has performances from a number of different organizations, Latino Arts on the south side, African American Children's Theater, You've got the Florentine Opera, which has established a new center in the River West area, and Rick actually is also involved with the Florentine, so maybe you'd like to talk a little bit about the community engagement that the Florentine does.
Well, a number of the organizations do a great deal of community engagement, but the Florentine specifically has initiated some new reaches into the community, A, by uniting its administrative offices with its creative center in River West, and the second is they've leveraged the Milwaukee County funds along with funds from the Getty Foundation to expand an outreach program called the At the Center series, where they welcome local community people focusing on the River West and the North Side communities as well as the East Side, providing small, shorter performance pieces at very, very, very low cost, less than 40% of their average ticket cost at the Marcus Center, to unite that community and expose them to the opera art form. And now a number of other organizations that, as I'm reading the applications this year and have read them in prior years, have created similar initiatives. Many of them, as part of our community culture events, will create parades and festivals and things that serve underserved sectors of the community throughout the year. And it's nice how they kind of paginate out, because in addition to your general operations of most of these organizations and their performance seasons falling into the fall, winter, and spring, this extends the reach of the arts all through the summer, too.
Does that answer your question, Supervisor? Or?
Yeah, I got some insight about some of the communities you're reaching out to and participants. But I guess I'll just wait for the list that Supervisor Russell Stamper requested and see if there are entities you're working with in other parts of the county, too.
Sure. Happy to do that.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, any other questions? Thanks for coming. Good to see you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.